From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura presided over a new round of talks on Syria's political transition in Geneva Wednesday. He underscored the need to preserve a six-week-old cessation of hostilities, shaken by what he called several and serious violations.
I did raise, and by the way, I raised it in each capital, my concern about the deterioration in some places of the security situation, but there have been still incidents and not a bushfire.
De Mistura, who met with Russian, Syrian, Iranian, and Jordanian officials during a break in the talks, promised to go deeper this time into the issue of a political transition. A top Syrian official, Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad, told the Associated Press the opposition should let go of the dream of getting President al-Bashar al-Assad to step down. Meanwhile, the UN diplomat met with members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee Wednesday. Government negotiators are expected in Geneva by Friday. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee criticized a stream of allegations of sex abuse by U.N. peacekeepers in Africa. Senator Bob Corker said the U.S. is the largest contributor to peacekeeping operations and expressed disgust at reports, calling into question the competence of the U.N. Secretary General.
What is wrong with him? I mean, is he just so inept that he can't cause a body like this to keep this from happening? Over and over and over again.
Dozens of allegations of sexual abuse have been reported, especially in Democratic Republic of Congo and Central African Republic. Allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015. Despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy, the UN said there were 99 such allegations last year. This is VOA News. President Obama Wednesday said the U.S.-led coalition has momentum and plans to keep that momentum up in the fight against Islamic State.
This remains a difficult fight and a complex one, involving many countries and different communities in Syria and in Iraq.
He said the IS group is on the defensive. The U.S.-led anti-IS coalition is on the offense. He spoke after talks with his national security team at the Central Intelligence Agency's headquarters. Mr. Obama said the IS leadership has had a few bad months, citing the capture of Abu Dawood, the leader of the IS chemical weapons program, and the killing of Abu Salah, an IS financier in Iraq. The U.S. accused authoritarian regimes worldwide Wednesday of suppressing their people and increasing vigor and viciousness to control any activity that might threaten their power. Secretary of State John Kerry presided over the release of the 40th Annual Human Rights Report, where he said a global crackdown on civil society has deepened.
This includes the states of Central Asia, where civil society is heavily embattled. It includes Egypt, where I emphasize the importance of distinguishing between violent and nonviolent dissent. It includes Cuba, where President Obama and I urged the authorities to allow more political openness and online access. The human rights reports spell out our concerns on every continent, but the most widespread and dramatic violations in 2015 were those in the Middle East.
He said the confluence of terrorism and the Syrian conflict caused enormous suffering in that region in 2015. Police across the Greek-Macedonian border Wednesday fired tear gas at a crowd of migrants stranded in Greece as they attempted to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. Witnesses said the protesters threw stones, no arrests were made, and there were no injuries reported. International Monetary Fund experts say the risks of financial instability have risen in wealthy nations and remain high in emerging markets. Vitor Gaspar is director of the IMF Fiscal Affairs Department, who spoke Wednesday in Washington.
Far-reaching trends are shaping today's global outlook, and a very important trend is the weakness of global growth, the weakness in global economic activity, and very low inflation in advanced economies.
And the IMF's Jose Vinales said recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors. Polls have now closed on 3 days of a referendum in Sudan's Darfur region, whether to consolidate it from five states into one entity. The ballot boycotted by rebel groups, saying the outcome would be rigged. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.